Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله According to one narration, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم stated, No doubt, Dua remains between the earth and the sky and nothing ascends from it until you recite durood, until you send peace and salutations upon your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, if we want our duas to be accepted, we've just come to know that we need to recite durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. New episode, a new individual who again was boastful, was arrogant, and he considered to be himself to be superior than others. At once, he had a great awe and dignity. He had a lot of wealth given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had power, everything, but eventually became a perished king of the past. In our today's episode, we will be discussing about similar kind of individual, another similar kind of ruler who once was very wealthy, he was very powerful, but at the meantime, he was also very arrogant, very boastful, and eventually he met his doom. Who was this individual? He was Qarun. His name was Qarun, and his event is very interesting. Let's Insha'Allah Zawadil cover the event of Qarun, that how he carried himself when he had so much wealth and how he met his doom. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, after Fir'aun was drowned and after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam and Bani Israel attained salvation from the oppressions of Fir'aun, then the event of Qarun came into existence. That's when the event of Qarun took place. The commentators of the Holy Quran have stated that Qarun was the son of the uncle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was Yashar. So the name of the father of Qarun was Yashar, who was the younger brother of the father of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qarun himself was very good looking and very handsome, and because of his elegant beauty and charming personality, he was also known as Munawwar. So Qarun was also known as Munawwar. And it is stated that Qarun was the best reciter of Torah in Bani Israel. So all these excellences and virtues were in the character of Qarun. It is stated that in the days of poverty, Qarun was extremely humble and a person of a very good character. But as soon as he acquired wealth, he completely changed and became a hypocrite like Samri. Now, who was Samri? He was also an evil individual of Bani Israel. He was the one who made Bani Israel worship a calf. He is the one who misguided the people of Bani Israel from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made them to worship a calf. So this is who Samri was. Insha'Allah Zawajal, some other time we will try to cover the topic of Samri, but our today's discussion is about Qarun. So Qarun also became a hypocrite like Samri, and it is stated that it was none other than Fir'aun who made him ruler of Bani Israel, who made him ruler over Bani Israel. And in regards to the wealth that he had, it is beyond our imagination, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that how much wealth he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty gave him so much wealth that it was difficult for a strong group of men to carry the keys of his treasures. This is how much treasures and wealth Qarun he possessed, that even a group of strong men, they would find it very difficult to carry the keys to his treasures. And those people, they would even get tired upon carrying those keys of his treasures. And those men, they were not ordinary men, they were powerful and strong men. Imagine, they would become tired for carrying those keys, the keys to his treasures.
And it is stated that when Qarun would leave on his right,
then the keys to his treasures would be loaded upon numerous mules. And a mule is an animal that resembles like a donkey and like a horse. And it was used back in those days as a means of transport and also as a means of shifting stuff from A to B. So it was a very handy animal back in those days. And whoever would possess mules, he would be considered to be very well off. But over here, that the keys of his treasures were carried by strong men and they were carried by numerous mules. This is how much treasure he possessed. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, upon receiving so much wealth, he became very arrogant. He became very oppressive and he became very boastful. Upon this, some believers of Bani Israel, they advised him. They told him that, O Qarun, do not boast upon the abundance of your wealth. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who are arrogant, those who are boastful. And the wealth that Allah Almighty has given you, seek the abode of the hereafter through thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings through it and by spending it in the way of Allah Almighty. And do not forget your share in this world. Rather,
perform actions for the hereafter in this world so that you may receive deliverance from the punishment. Because the true share of a person in this world is that he performs the action of the hereafter through charity and treating relatives nicely. And do favor upon the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same way as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done favor upon you. And do not spread mischief on earth by committing sin, oppressing, being rebellious and disobedient. Allah Almighty does not like mischievous people. And these following words of advice are also included. That, O Qarun, do not forget your health, power,
youth and wealth. Rather, you should seek the hereafter through them. So these are the words of advice that those believers of Bani Israel, they imparted, they conveyed to Qarun. And if you think about it, this beautiful piece of advice also contains many Madani pearls for us as well. In terms of, we should also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wealth that we've been given, for the designation, for the post, the rank, the status that we've been given. And when they said that do not forget your health, power, youth and wealth, rather, you should seek the hereafter through them. Now, if we think about ourselves, if we ponder upon our own state, that many of us have been given a lot of wealth, many of us are prosperous, many of us are healthy, many of us have power, and many of us also have youth. And those who do not possess youth anymore, they still are affluent, they still are healthy. Now, if we ask ourselves that all these blessings, all these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, all these bounties and blessings in which we are drowned head to toe, how much, how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over them? And these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we seek the abode of hereafter through them? Or ma'adallah, do we use them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As was the case with Qarun. He became arrogant after receiving wealth. What is our state? He used his health to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and oppress people and unrightfully, unjustly take over their rights. What is our state? What do we do? He also had power, but he misused his power. We also have power to some extent today. We also have been given some kind of rank and status in the society, at our workplace, in our businesses. What do we do with it? Do we misuse it? We need to ask ourselves these questions. With our health, do we spend this health in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do we use it to, ma'azallah, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to be asking all these questions to ourselves, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that the wealth that Allah Almighty has given us, the health that Allah Almighty has given us, do we use all these blessings and bounties to better our hereafter through them, or do we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through them? What is the point of that wealth that we cannot even spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the point of that health that we cannot even use to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the point of that wealth that we cannot use in order to better our hereafter with? What is the point of having that health that we cannot use in order to better our hereafter for? So we come to know that Qarun was amongst those individuals who used his wealth, his health, all these blessings to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those pious believers, they advised him that use all this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to ponder upon our state as well, based on the same lines, that what do we do with all these blessings, with all these bounties? Anyhow, when Qarun heard these words of advice from those people, then what was the reply of Qarun to them? He said that, I received this wealth due to my knowledge that I possess. Now over here again, Qarun is being boastful, he's being arrogant. And instead of accepting the fact that all this has been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is becoming arrogant. He is saying that all this has been given to me due to my own knowledge, the knowledge that I possess. And now regarding this knowledge, what was this knowledge? There are different opinions in regards to this knowledge as well, which Mufassirun has mentioned in the commentaries of the Quran. According to one opinion, this knowledge upon which Qarun was boastful and arrogant upon, it was the knowledge of Torah. In the beginning of today's episode, we spoke about Qarun being the best Qari of Torah in Bani Israel. So one opinion is that this very knowledge refers to that very knowledge of Torah of Qarun. And another opinion is that this knowledge refers to the knowledge of chemistry that Qarun acquired from Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And due to this knowledge, he would turn pewter into silver. What is pewter? It is a grey metal that is made by mixing a tin and lead. So this is what pewter is. So Qarun would turn pewter into silver and copper into gold. So this was by the virtue of the blessings of knowledge that he acquired from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now he was becoming arrogant over this, that it is because of this knowledge of mine that I acquired wealth. And the third opinion is that this knowledge which he was being arrogant upon, which he was being boastful about, this refers to the knowledge of trade, agriculture, and other professions and industries. So these are the three opinions in regards to this very knowledge that Qarun came up with, which he replied to those believers of Bani Israel, that I possessed all this wealth through my own knowledge. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, even over here, Qarun is being arrogant, and all these blessings and all these bounties, he is considering it to be an excellence of his own, and he is denying the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me these blessings and these bounties. Now over here, we learn two very important lessons. The first lesson is that Qarun did all this due to arrogance, and there was another factor over here, another element. It was the element of vanity, meaning the wish, the desire of being self-appreciated. So let's quickly and briefly cover both these elements. Arrogance. What is arrogance? It is considering others to be inferior and yourself to be superior. So this is one of the factors because of which Qarun gave this answer to those believers who were his well-wishers. And regarding arrogance, it is stated that a person who has arrogance to the size of a mustard seed in his heart, he will not enter paradise. And then there are various other narrations in which
the trait of arrogance has been condemned severely. So this is one of those elements which led Qarun into disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
and denying the message of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and being rude and arrogant to Bani Israel. And second element is the element of vanity, meaning having the desire of being self-appreciated and considering that the excellence that one has received, it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is due to my own self or someone else. So both these elements could be prominently seen in the character of Qarun, which led him to disobey Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which also led him to deny the message of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Regarding vanity, it has been severely condemned in a hadith. It has been stated in one hadith on the authority of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that three things are such that put a person into destruction. Number one, miserliness, that is followed, that is obeyed.
Number two, carnal desires, that are followed. And number three, a person
considering himself to be good. Another hadith, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if any person amongst the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings virtuous deeds and piety in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the size of the earth and the skies, but he contains these three evils in him, number one, vanity, number two, harming the believers, and number three, being despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all his actions, the weight of all his actions will not be even to the weight of a small particle. So this is the curse of arrogance and the curse of vanity. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in Ihya ul-Ulum that wealth and rule, these are one of those reasons that sow the seed of arrogance in the heart of a person. And Qarun had both these elements into his character. He had wealth as well as rule. So he fell prey to arrogance and he denied the message of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and denied the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So upon this advice of Bani Israel, this is the arrogant reply he gave to them, that all this wealth, I received it due to my knowledge. And we've also covered different opinions of different mufassirun, that what their opinion is in regards to this knowledge, that what was meant by this knowledge. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will carry further from here, where we will further talk about the awe and dignity of Qarun, what great splendor he had and what great wealth he had. And then we will also talk about how he met his doom and how he became a perished king of the past. Until then, take very good care of yourself, and inshallah Azza wa Jal will be back with another new perished king of the past. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.